Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. It is 8:34, and joining me right now, we've got Senator Rick Scott with us. Senator, good morning, sir. How are you?
You know, Bob, we could have the exact same conversation every day right now, because here's what we do. We come in and we say, we're going to vote to open up government, and we have the exact same vote every day, and the Democrats vote to keep government shut every day. So it's like, you can just do the same interview every day. I say, yep, we came in today, we voted, and the government didn't open.
Yeah, I do. I say top story today, government shutdown, day 16, no end in sight. Yeah. What exactly do they want?
Well, they said in the beginning they wanted over $1 trillion in new spending for a, not to pass this year's budget, just to agree that we will not have government shut down. We're still not passing budgets. I've been up here this is my seventh year. Schumer has blocked budgets every year, because historically what they've been able to do is they block the budget. Then right before Christmas, Schumer, McConnell, the two leaders in the House would come together and they'd have 8,000 earmarks. And that's what they say. Well, if you don't vote for today, guess what? Government's going to shut down right at Christmas and we're going to go on television and blame you. So we're fighting hard to make sure that doesn't happen. We've got to balance this budget. We look at gold. Gold is telling you something. Gold's over $4,200. It's telling people are walking away from our dollar, right? That is a scary time if that happens.
I agree. Hey, are we still at those spending levels put forward by Pelosi during the COVID times when they really, the spending went way up? Are we still at those levels?
Yeah. I mean, that's what's crazy about this. So when we do a continuing resolution, right, we say we're going to spend what we spent last year. Guess what? That's the Biden blowout spending. During the Biden years, we had a 2% increase in our population in the country and a 55% increase in spending. That's what we're talking. So I hate that. But I said, so I don't want government to get shut down. Right. I've never voted for continuing resolutions in the past. I don't like them. But I said, well, I don't want government to shut down. So, we'll do this to hopefully pass a balanced budget. So, but it's this, people don't up here, this idea that we've got to watch what we spend. There's like five of us that are really focused on that out of 100. That's not enough senators.
Now, speaking of the budget thing and when you go through appropriations and all that, even if they do a CR and it passes, what does that buy us? Another month?
Yeah. Well, what we've been, the one that the House passed is a continuing resolution to say we're going to spend what we were spending before. And it takes us to November 21. And then the theory is, right, which in, I've fool me once, it's your fault, fool me twice. Well, this will be the seventh time they'll try to fool me because they'll want to go have a big blowout spending at the end. But we're not going to let that happen this year. That's, we're going to fight that. It's part of why I ran against McConnell, to make sure McConnell wasn't the majority leader, is to say, this has got to stop. We got to balance the budget. We've got to start acting like Republicans.
Hey, let's talk about something positive. How about this peace in the Middle East that President Trump and Rubio and others put together? What are your thoughts?
You really have to admire President Trump, Marco Rubio, and Netanyahu. I mean, Netanyahu, I mean, think of what he did. He went and fought Hamas. He destroyed Hezbollah. He destroyed the Houthis. He attacked Iran. The United States came in behind him and got rid of the nuclear weapons. And so, and then President Trump just worked day in, day out. Marco Rubio did, saying, like, we want peace, but you got to release these hostages. So getting these hostages out was a big, I hope the bodies come out in the next few days. And I hope Hamas put, says, let's rebuild Gaza together. But, you know, who knows what Hamas is going to do. I'm still worried about Qatar because they host the leadership of Hamas. I'm thankful that Netanyahu went and killed some of them because they're the ones that killed Americans, held Americans hostages. But what Trump did is remarkable. Here's a guy, he wants peace, he hates war. I think what he's doing down in the Caribbean right now to get rid of the narco traffickers and hopefully Maduro, I think that's going to be positive for Latin America. So I'm impressed with what Trump and Rubio are doing.
I know you sit on a lot of committees. Do you think it was a good idea that President Trump let everybody know that the CIA is active in Venezuela?
I think probably why they're doing it is to hopefully Maduro will just wake up and say, hey, Putin, hey, Xi, can I come live there the rest of my life? Because that's the easiest thing. Think about it. Maduro's not the elected. He's not the president of Venezuela. He's the head of drug cartels. He stole the election. So he's not the president. So he is going to go to prison. So he's either going to go to prison, or he's going to go to Russia or China. That's one of those two things is going to happen. So I think maybe what he's doing is putting Maduro on notice. This is going to happen, buddy. Get out of there.
Are you surprised that this far into Trump's tenure that Vladimir Putin hasn't backed off of Ukraine at all? And what do you think is going to happen?
I think that he's going to have to back off. My understanding is with the drones that Ukraine is building, they've destroyed 40% of the refinery capacity in Russia. If Russia can't sell oil, if China stopped buying, India stopped buying, which is what India's promised Trump, then Putin, his economy collapses and he doesn't have the money for this war effort. So I'm hopeful that Putin loses and Ukraine wins. I'm glad that the European countries have stepped up. They're the ones funding this, not American. What Trump has done is he's gotten the European countries on board to start, dealing with their own defense. Japan focused on it. South Korea focused on it. Taiwan focused on it. Philippines focused on it. So I think what Trump is doing, he's getting the world to show up and do their job. We can't do this by ourselves.
And then the last thing that I would ask you, I guess, would pertain to China. Rare earth minerals, I mean, they've got 70%. They control 90% of the production. What are we doing here in this country, like real, shovel-ready stuff, for instance, so we can do our own mining and processing?
They're working really hard. The Department of Interior, the Department of Energy, they're working very diligently to make sure that we can produce our own rare earth minerals. And also we're starting to work with allies. Look, prior presidents really took the eye off the ball with regard to China. I'm putting out a report today or tomorrow on generic drugs. 80% of the generic drugs that we take, right, are made in India and China. 90% of the ingredients come out of China, active ingredients come out of China. There's basically no inspections in contrast to a drug made in America. Now, think about this. What happens when China decides not to send us our drugs? Well, we have weeks of drugs left. So what we've just put ourselves, we've all Americans, we put ourselves in the wrong position. We've got to go start rebuilding American businesses. And the way you do that is you tell everybody you're going to buy from, I don't want to buy unless it's made in America or an ally. So these Chinese, when these boxes say made in China, you send them back to Amazon because we are not buying any more products for a country that wants to demolish our economy, kill our citizens with fentanyl, destroy our way of life. And that's what Communist China is trying to do.
Well, these are the same people that very well may have been behind the COVID leak. I mean, to cut off our drug supply would be one thing.
Of course they were.
But what if some people tamper with the drugs that are being sent from China?
We're not testing it, Bob. Those drugs you're putting in your body right now, okay? The FDA does, and then if it's made in America, the FDA does pre-announced surveys and inspections. If they're overseas, they're not pre-announced. They tell them we're coming. On top of that, the company is sending generic drugs from India and China to this country. One out of every four companies is under a FDA violation right now. So you need to start asking everybody, where are my drugs manufactured? You want American manufactured drugs.
You mentioned the country gutter, and it made me think of something. Did you know that Mamdani, running for mayor, this socialist whatever,
yeah.
His family has extremely strong ties with the royal family of Qatar, and they're the same royal family that apparently gave safe haven at one time to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He's running for mayor in New York City, in the shadows of 9/11. I just find it incredible.
It's incredible. So first off, the city for capitalism is New York City in the world, and they're going to elect a socialist, right? And but Qatar, look, Qatar, in my opinion, is not our friend. They're the friends of terrorists. They're friends of Hamas. They're giving money to our universities to teach our kids the wrong thing. So we've got the Qatar has got to change, or we need to move our military base out of Qatar.
Well, Senator, we always appreciate your time, and we look forward to speaking to you again in the near future. And in the meantime, stay safe, and hopefully we'll get this government operational again.
We will. We're going to take care of the government. All right. See you, Bob.
All right, Senator. Take care. Senator Rick Scott on the Bob Rose Show. Pleasure to have him. And wow, we packed a lot of information into that. Coming up on this gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous Thursday, we've got a lot of activities going on in the area. University of Florida homecoming, and of course the parade is tomorrow. Biketoberfest comes to Daytona, but motorcycle traffic will increase everywhere, probably. And we've got all the big stories lined up as well. Don't go anywhere. It's 8:46, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.